Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
And I want to talk to you about the guys have got it, the need for community. The need for community. Can you say that right there where you're at? Small group, watch party, you're sitting there with your family, you're by yourself, where you're at, wherever you're at, with your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your kids. Say it with me, the need for community. You know, in a crisis, we need community more than ever before. And we are definitely in a crisis that we're all going through right now. And none of us know how long it's going to take, but only God. And to get through it, and your pastor wants to lead you through it strong. Kim and I, we love you dearly. So to do that, we want to hear from God and then share with you a right now word. And I believe over the next Wednesday nights, this is a right now word. That you and I need to know that in a crisis, if we're going to make it through, we need relationships. We need connections. We need community. That's so, so important. And I can't imagine anybody trying to go through what we're going through all by themselves. And if you're watching right now, wherever you're at all over the world, you heard Pastor Kim pray for people who felt lonely. If you're going through this all by yourself, you don't have to any longer. Join Church on the Rock. Become a part of our church online. You can go through Growth Track online. You can go through all of our training, our teaching, our discipleship classes. You can go through a small group online. You can start your own watch party and get people coming over and build relationships. We just don't want you to go through life alone, especially during what we're going through right now, this crisis. So I want to talk to you about the need for community. And I do believe this, that life is better in a community. We're hearing right now that we're better together, and life is better in a community. You know, we're going to find out in our study that you and I really can't reach our potential without relationships. I'm passing on down our culture of our church, a Church on the Rock, and that is the most important things in life are not things. The most important thing in life is relationships. And in God's eyes, now not man, but God's eyes, our relationships are more important than our achievements. I'm going to run that by you one more time. In God's eyes, our relationships are more important than our achievements. Oh, yeah. Where'd you get that, Pastor? 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Really? Yeah, the love chapter. I'm going to say it again. In God's eyes, the need for community, that in crisis we need to be connected to a family, a spiritual family. That in God's eyes, our relationships are more important than our achievements. Now, I base that on 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's called the love chapter, right? And what does it say? You can own everything in the world, but if you don't have love, it amounts to nothing. Isn't that what it says? It says you can have all the knowledge, all the degrees, all the accolades, all the diplomas of every kind you can imagine on your wall. But if you don't have love for one another, he said, it's empty. So he talks in there in 1 Corinthians 13 that you can say you're spiritual. You can say that you're wealthy. He said you can say that you have knowledge. But he said on the list of all those things, if you don't have love for one another, he said you are just empty. You're just void. It doesn't matter. So on the basis of that, and on the basis of getting through this crisis, what we're all going through, how important it is to have community, how important it is to be a part of a not a church, but a spiritual family. I want to explain that. You know, you can be a part of a church, but not a part and make it your home. There's a difference between the church house and a church home. Some people go to church and use it like a hotel. Once in a while, when they want to, check in, check out. But God's house is not to be a hotel. And God's house is not to remain the church on the corner, the church house. God wants his, what's the transformation? God wants his church house to become a spiritual home. Oh, is there a big difference? Oh, yeah. When you talk about a house, you're talking about something you can buy, something physical. But when you talk about a home, you're talking about relationships. When you talk about a house, oh, we bought that house. It's 2,000 square feet. It sits on the corner. Oh, it's a beautiful house. Okay, you're talking material things. But when you say, I'm going home tonight, you're referring to your family. So the church, in our teaching on Wednesday nights, I want you to see our church, Church of the Rock, not as a building or not as church house or that building on the corner, that spaceship dome, that's my church house. You know, I don't want you to see it that way. I want you to see Church on the Rock as your spiritual home, your spiritual home. So we're going to be talking about it all for the next few weeks on Wednesday nights and how important it is to be connected. To be connected in a small group, a watch party, to be connected to two or three people within our church, to get involved in a department. But it's so important that you're connected. So important that you see the need for community and relationships. Now, with that, I'm going to go over to the board. We're going to go over to our first scripture, and that is Ephesians 1 and verse 5. Now, I want you to watch. I always pick different translations for the wording. God decided. Who decided? God. He's the master designer. He's the master planner. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own what? Family. That's the word I want to highlight. Family. You see, when you and I become born again believers at conversion, we enter into God's family. It's not just to be church on Sunday like a hotel. Come and go once in a while, this, that, and then when I feel like it. No. We are now in a family. And that's so good to know, especially when you don't have a natural family or you're not close to your family. When you and I at conversion, when we get born again, we become believers, now we have a family to belong to. We have a family to belong to. Notice, believing, belonging, becoming, blessed. Look at the process. So God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through how? Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. This is what he wanted to do. Why did he do it? He wanted a family. Again, in God's eyes, our relationships are more important than our achievements. And notice that God wanted a family, so he sowed his only begotten son so he could reap thousands and millions of sons and daughters. Why did God start the church? Why did God send his son? Because he wanted a spiritual family. And if you and I are Christ followers, we're going to want to be a part of a spiritual family. We're going to see our church as our spiritual home, as a spiritual family. And we're going to realize how important it is to be connected to those of like precious faith in a time of crisis, COVID, like we're all in. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family. Everybody say family. Say family. Into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. Oh, I like that. So I want to talk to you tonight, begin then, of the benefits of being in God's family. The benefit of being born again, a believer, or a belonger. You know, it's so important that we belong. You know, everybody wants to belong to a tribe, a group, a fellowship, a cell group, a small group, a watch party. If not that, you know, some homies, friends, associates, whatever word you want to use. But we were built and created to belong to something. That's why there's so many different hobbies. That's why there's so many different, we call tribes, groups, fellowships, segments of our society. We want someplace to belong. And you and I, in what we're going through right now, we need to know the need for a community. And we need to know that in a crisis, you need to be connected, that you need to begin to build relationships like never before, because in the eyes of God, relationships are everything. Benefits of belonging. Now, let's look at it. We're not going to cover them all. We'll cover some of them next week. But one of the benefits of belonging to this local church, Church on the Rock, and making it your spiritual home is that the benefits of belonging is that you and I are called to help each other grow. We're called to help each other grow. And I can't grow without other people in my life. Oh, Pastor Blunt, I can't. I don't need anybody. You and I can't reach our potential. You and I cannot reach our potential without other people in our life. We cannot become the person we were made to be by being a lone ranger. So the benefits of belonging at Church on the Rock, we are here to help each other grow. How do we help each other grow? Because we're supposed to be growing as Christians. We start at conversion, and we're supposed to begin the journey of becoming a disciple. So the benefits of belonging at Church on the Rock, this spiritual home, let's look at some of them. How do we help each other grow? How do we help each other grow? Number one, by affirming each other's worth. You help somebody grow by affirming that they're important, that they're valuable, and that they're needed. That's what we're doing right now in our weekend services. And by the way, join us this weekend, Saturday night at 5, here in the auditorium, the sanctuary, or across the street in the drive-in church or online. But what am I teaching on? Know your ministry. What am I trying to do? Affirm your worth. God don't make junk, that you're not a mistake. And the scripture for that is this. Therefore, how do we affirm one another? Therefore, encourage. Look at the word encourage. Therefore, encourage and exhort one another. Did you know in the New Testament there are 59 one another's? Really, Pastor? Yeah, there are 59 one another's. That means the phrase one another. We call it in the church the one another ministry. So therefore, how do we help each other grow? We help each other grow by affirming each other. By affirming each other and letting each other know that they're valuable and that they're important. Therefore, encourage, admonish, exhort one another, and look at this, edify. Edify. Now, what's the benefit of connecting in a crisis, having a spiritual community at Church on the Rock? We're here to affirm or encourage or exhort. Look at all the words that start with E. Or edify. We're here to strengthen and build up one another, just as you're doing. So how do we help each other grow? When we get together in a small group or a watch party or in a ministry or in a department, or just, you know, I talked to a businessman the other day in our church that he has a small group and he has guys from other churches all over the community come and meet with him. And that's cool. What is he doing? When they get together, how do they help each other grow? Because we're all to help each other grow. How do you do it? What's the technique? Break it down. Be specific. When we get together, we are to affirm one another. We're to remind each other how valuable, how important, and how needed you are. Did you notice every time I start a service, I'm either thanking the dream team, I'm thanking our team, I'm thanking you. At every offering, I'm thanking, telling you how important you are. That's how you cause people to grow, is through affirmation. Therefore, encourage and edify and strengthen and build up one another just as you are doing. So when we get together in a small group, in a watch party, when we get together in a department meeting, when we get together with some friends, when we just gather with a group of those of like precious faith to help them grow, we have to affirm one another. There are 59 one another's. Pray for one another, love one another, forgive one another, admonish one another, 59 of them. How important is that? All right. So number two, you know, the benefit of belonging, the benefit of making Church on the Rock your spiritual home, getting connected, being a part, being involved. Remember, relationships are more important than achievements in the eyes of God. Now, God wants us to achieve and be successful, but what comes before achievements? Relationships. In fact, one of my board members told me years ago, my relationships will determine my achievements. Wow, birds of a feather, hang out together, hang out with chicken, you'll never be an eagle. You heard it. All right, so number two, how do we help each other grow? Number one was affirm. Number two is accept one another. Accept one another. And you know, we're hearing a lot about that right now, you know, with all the racism and all the strife and tension and riots and turmoil. And it's all about better together and can we get together? And you know, I'll throw it out again. I think we need to be together, but all that stuff isn't going to bring us together if it's done in the wrong motive. The only thing that's going to bring us together is changed hearts. And the only one who can change our heart is the Lord Jesus Christ. So look at this. Why do I need to go to a watch party or start one? Why do I need a small group? Especially during this time when we can't all gather together corporately in God's home. House becomes a home. Right now, more than ever, we need to work on small groups. We need to get together with our friends, our family, and we need to grow together. And I can't grow without relationships. I can't really grow and reach my potential by myself. God didn't make us that way. So what do I need to do? How do I help people when I get together grow? And you know what? This will cause people to want to come back to your small group. This will cause people to want to come back to your watch party on a Sunday night at 7 o'clock and watch the service. It'll cause them to come back because they're not getting affirmation in the world right now. They're getting no affirmation. And number two, they're not getting acceptance right now. Everybody's angry. They're bitter. They're fighting. They're quarreling. Road rage. House rage. Neighbor rage. Work rage. It's out there. So right now, we're meeting a need the world can't meet. So how do we help it grow? That's the benefit of belonging. How do we do that? Welcome. Look what the Bible says. Welcome and receive. Oh my goodness. What do we say every service here at Church on the Rock, your spiritual home? Welcome home. If we could just accept one another, accept people who don't look like us, accept people who don't talk like us, accept people, you know, who don't act like us, accept people who don't have the same color of skin or hair or eyes, accept one another. That's how we help each other to grow, you know, is by accepting one another. You know, a lot of times, you know, when we get married, we think that we're going to change one another. And, you know, guess what? That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Watch this now. Boy, this is good counseling. I'm coming over here. For those of you who are struggling in your marriage right now, or for those of you who are thinking about getting married right now, or for those of you who are thinking about, you know, walking out of your marriage right now, I want to give you a little tidbit. You know, we have to accept one another. Opposites attract when we're dating, and then when we get married, opposites attack. But watch this. You and I are not called to change anybody's personality. You cannot change the personality of your children or your husband or your wife or your mother or your father or your coworker or that person, that neighbor who's so hard to get along with right now. We're talking about community. We're talking about learning to get along with one another. We're talking about valuing small groups right now, especially in COVID. And what can you do? You and I, this is 47 years of marriage, Kim and I. Here's what I know. You can't change your mates, your friends' personality, but you can help them change their character. Ooh, that is worth Wednesday night touch on the rock. You can help them change their character by how? Helping them grow. Helping them grow. How do we help people grow? Is number one, by affirmation. Nobody's getting that out there right now. They're getting accusations. They're getting accusations. But at Church on the Rock, make it your spiritual home. Because here, we want to give spiritual affirmations. We want to build up one another, encourage one another, value one another, show each other how important we are. And then number two, it says we're to accept one another. Welcome and receive. Now, that has been the culture of Church on the Rock for 37 years. Welcome and receive to your hearts one another. There again is one of the 59 one another's in the New Testament. One another, then, even as Christ has welcomed and received you for the glory of God. You know, I think sometimes that people can't welcome one another or receive one another or accept one another because they're unable to accept themselves. They're unable to forgive themselves. They're unable to accept and embrace who God made them. And because they can't accept themselves, they can't accept other people. So here at Church on the Rock, this is our culture. Welcome home. Notice I didn't say welcome house. I said welcome home. The house should become a home. Home speaks of relationships, and we're talking about the need for community and connection and gathering and getting together. Well, you know, Pastor, I live out in Timbuktu, and I don't have any neighbors. Well, then you could connect online. You can begin to talk to one another in the chat room. You can build friends in the chat room you'll never see in the physical, probably. But there's no excuse for no friends at Church on the Rock, all right? So number three is we're to lift each other up and do not put each other down. Whoa, what's the benefit of belonging and connecting and getting and gathering? What is it during this crisis? What happens when we get together? We're supposed to help each other grow. We're supposed to help each other grow. How do we do it? Through affirmations. Number two, through acceptance. And number three, by lifting each other up and by not putting each other down. Because the color of our skin, education, lack of it, economics, our trials that we've gone through, our mistakes that we've made, wrong decisions. This is my third marriage. That job, I made so many mistakes. I lost so many jobs. I feel like a failure. I have fatigue. I'm frustrated. Where do I go? Come to a watch party. Come to a small group. If you're local, come to the drive-in church. Come and sit in the sanctuary if you feel safe enough. If not, build a chat room on the chat room and develop some friends. Ask some of your friends to join you in the chat room. If they live across the nation, you can't get together in the chat room and go to church together. How cool is technology right now? Here's the scripture as the team comes out. Why do you criticize? Oh my goodness. Why do you criticize? The world is so politically incorrect. And the world, people feel like it's their assignment. They have the gift of criticizing. Criticizing, wow. What is that? Critics. Notice they never gave a statue to a critic. They never made a statue to a critic. And if you or I are going to do anything for God, we're going to have critics. But in the house, the home, the spiritual home at Church on the Rock, in our small groups, in our watch parties, it should be safe. It should be a no criticizing zone. Because I've made more mistakes than I even care to think about, and so have you. So who are we to cast the first stone? It says, why do you criticize and you pass judgment on your brother? This is talking about how we help each other grow. Here's what I know. If I'm in the gym and my coach is criticizing my movements with a critical attitude and doesn't tell me how I can improve and get better, then guess what? That just makes me not want to go back to the gym. Now, it's very important when somebody criticizes us, you know, you have to realize what is the heart behind it, okay? So you look at that person's heart. Do they even qualify to speak into our life? They have to qualify to speak into our life. Then is their heart right? Is their motive right? Then are they giving us and walking with us through the journey of transformation and getting better? These are questions to ask, determining who you take feedback from and not. So why do you criticize and you pass judgment on your brother or you? Why do you, look at this, look down? A Church on the Rock, make it your spiritual home. We're not perfect, but here's your pastor's culture. I'm not going to look down on you because of who you are or where you've come from, the color of your skin or this or that and the other. Christ didn't, and we shouldn't as Christians. Remember, relationships in God's eyes are more important than our achievements. But our relationships do determine our achievements in life. And what I've given you tonight is three steps of action on how to build up other people and help them grow. Church is all about helping people grow. Our small groups, start one. Our watch parties, start one. You can do it anytime, any place you want to, because people need affirmation. People need, you know, all the things we've talked about tonight. They need to know they're valuable. They need to be affirmed. They need to be built up. They need to be encouraged. They need to be told and not be criticized and looked down upon. And you know what? If we'll do this, oh my goodness, I believe people will run to your house, your office, your Starbucks, or wherever you're going to have your small group or watch party or get together with a bunch of friends. Why do you criticize and pass judgment on your brother? Or why do you look down upon or despise your brother? For we will all stand before, the judgment seat of Christ. So God watches how I treat my one another's in my life. I want you to begin to pray with me and agree with me that during this virus, that during COVID, that our small groups and our watch parties and our small gatherings, because we can't all gather in the sanctuary, people don't feel safe. But I want you to pray with me. Pray about starting one. Pray about joining the chat room. Pray about, you know, who can you help grow spiritually? In your own life right now, who in my life, who in my world can I help them grow spiritually? We need community and connection in a crisis. Would you bow your heads wherever you're at and close your eyes if you can? And I just want to pray for those of you on this Wednesday night. You see, Pastor, like Pastor Kim said, I'm lonely, I'm hurting, I don't have a family, or I lost a member of my family, I'm going through loneliness, or my family's on the other part of the world or the States, and I can't come to church. I don't feel safe right now. And I just need to know that God loves me, God's for me, and I want to make sure I'm right with God. It could be the first time you made the decision, you'd never been converted. This would be the first decision and the greatest decision you could ever make, to give your life to God. Or it could be a recommitment, rededication, reevaluating our priorities and what matters the most. And maybe you've been hurt by people. We've all been hurt by people, because people, including me, we're not perfect. But you can't reach your potential without relationships, connection, and a community. And especially right now, I wouldn't even want to think about going through this crisis without my natural family or my spiritual family. I need both. So if that's you, I need God. I want to recommit to God. Honesty is the first step towards deliverance, freedom, and breakthrough. So pray this prayer with us out loud, if you can, right there where you're at. Everybody, Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me, and He rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Show me my ministry. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, and use my life to make a difference in other people's lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.